Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Singapore has recently seen the recovery of employment rates falling from a high of 2.5% in September last year, alluding to the recovery of income. Now, this comes amid the expiry of various loan moratoriums in 2021 that were either, you know, earlier granted by the government last year to help those facing cash flow difficulties amid the economic impact of COVID-19. Well, as consumers resume repaying their various loans, it's inevitable that some challenges will still remain. I mean, you've got private debt increasingly significant in economies across Asia in recent years. This would have major implications for regional financial stability in that sense, and it's also created challenges for banks when it comes to debt recovery. But interesting, though, we are in this age of digitalization. I mean, how could digitalization perhaps, I don't know, help banks face these challenges when it comes to getting back these debts? And with things looking up, what is the outlook for debt and loan repayment here in Singapore? Well, on the line with me this morning is Gustav Eriksson, Group CEO of Collectius. Good morning, Gustav. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you. A little bit nervous, but great to be on the show.
Don't be nervous, my friend. It'll be a nice conversation between the both of us, because this is a very interesting topic. It's a very real topic. But first, let's talk about you guys. If I'm pronouncing this right, Collectius. Established in 2014, and the aim is to help alleviate the consumer debt burden for financial institutions and individuals. I mean, essentially, right, what is debt management?
So debt management is the support to in the back end of credit to ensure that customers pay on time and that as much as possible of the debt that was lent gets back to the creditor. Mm. That is actually what it's about.
And it's no longer sending out multiple registered mail to a person's house from white paper to pink paper and whatnot. How has this ecosystem evolved over the years?
I think what's very interesting right now is that it's evolved a push to a pull system.
Okay.
Where with the help of technology, we can, for example, in our company, we don't use the word debtor, we use the word customer. To ensure that everybody that engages with the customer has that kind of customer service mindset. And as well with the technology, we can reach out to the customer or the customer can reach out to us in whichever way they prefer. Sometimes, you know, a customer prefer to maybe not at all speak to the debt management company or the credit management department of the bank or the collection agency. Sometimes they just prefer to go straight to a digital solution and choose an affordable payment plan that matches their economy. You know, most people that end up in credit management, it's because they have borrowed too much money and something has happened to them. For example, a temporary loss of job has made it difficult for them to repay their loans. Mm-hmm. And the credit management specialist is there to understand what is the best possible deal that we can make between the creditor and the customer.
Right. I get the sense that it's a very different mindset these days. I mean, in the past, it was always don't get any debt or don't get into debt. Or if you are in debt because you borrow a loan, you can't pay back, you would be looked upon negatively, you know, where it's family members or whatnot. So does this change in mindset, do you get a case of more forthcoming customers, more cooperative customers, and essentially people working in the debt collection industry, they find their job a little bit more smoother?
I think debt is a big part of society right now. I mean, like most people that I know have credit cards or buy now, pay later plans. And there's so many ways, car loans, car leasings. There's so much debt. And we are just here to make sure that the credit management process is that the customer experience is as good as it possibly can.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's what we aim to do.
Mm. Tell us a little bit about your clientele. I mean, who makes up your client list?
Most of the international and local regional banks in Southeast Asia would be on our client list.
Oh, but don't they have their own like collectors department or something like that? Why engage your services?
Of course, they have their own teams, but since we are managing so many different clients and we're specializing so deeply into the credit management process, it's like the supply chain, you know, like you have certain guys specializing in production and certain guys specializing in distribution and certain guys specializing in retail. And it's the same in the finance industry where you have certain guys specializing in certain areas of the financial sector and where we are really good at credit management and building technologies, business culture that supports great customer experience.
Right. Okay, so let's talk about modernizing this particular industry here in Asia. I mean, you mentioned earlier a bit about digitalization and how that helps. I like the whole idea of changing mindsets, changing approach. So what areas need to modernize when it comes to debt collection?
So, for example, I think in the really past, debt collection was very much of a field visit thing, and then it moved into the call centers. And very focused on outbound and maybe even quite negative outbound calls.
Yeah.
And today what we're seeing is that we are using something called an omni-channel solution.
Okay.
Where the customer can engage with us through the phone, through email, through WhatsApp, social media, whatever channel the customer prefer to reach out to collect use, that's the channel we choose. And then there's also something which we call the customer portal, which is an automated front end for the customer to go to a website or an app, web app in their phone, where they can download all of their statements and they can choose different payment plans and then they can check out using, you know, a payment gateway. And this way they don't even have to speak to the collection agent on the phone. And what we noticed, FICO did a survey where up to 70% or 68%, I think, of Singaporeans do prefer a digital or online debt management experience. I think there's a tremendous opportunity to become better at that and develop that.
So I'm just guessing that potentially going digital saves the individual or the customer, as you mentioned, potentially embarrassing phone call, you know, a spoken phone call over the phone. How much does this contribute in terms of this digital aspect, right? How much does this contribute to successful debt recovery then?
So in Asia, it's still very early days.
Okay.
But in mature markets like America and Australia, which have come quite far in this digitalization, up to 95% of early collections can go through these kind of channels.
Okay.
So, or even some companies even better. So there is a lot of support for this. And modern fintech companies like Klarna, or what is the equivalent in Australia, the buy now, pay later company in Australia, they definitely use these kind of more modern credit management solutions. It's all more like what we're selling is more collection as a software solution.
Okay.
Where they slot into our platform through an API.
Right. And if we were to look at those markets that have proven successful, since you said it's still new in Asia, is there any feedback on why the debt collection is more successful there? I mean, do customers say what their particular reasons are for being able to keep track of all these debt repayment?
I think it's just been more investment going into the industry.
Right.
And so I've been working here for 7 years in this industry, and you know, when we first started, there was very little investment going in, and we're already seeing a lot more investment. It's something which is a good thing because it's going to drive consolidation, it's going to drive compliance, it's going to improve the customer experience. I expect the whole debt collection experience the whole debt management experience in Southeast Asia to improve over the years a lot. Mm. And that's also why we just received a partnership with IFC, part of the World Bank.
Mm-hmm.
And they choose to invest in our company because they want to be part of driving this change as well.
Mm-hmm. How much does that contribute to the amount of effort put in? Because it's one thing for a person to, you know, deal with the embarrassment or deal with all that stigma, but it also takes a lot of effort on the debt collector's part to get back that money. Digitalization, does it make it easier? Does it make things flow smoother?
You know, I think like doing good is good for business in every way. So if we are turning things around, I think a lot of business can turn things around. If we're doing our best to do good, and it actually becomes more purposeful to work in the business.
Yeah, yeah.
So it is. It creates a lot of positivity. Like the customers feel better being dealt with in a good way, and the people that are working in the company feels that they're solving people's problem, and they feel good about themselves at the end of the day. And they can explain to their families and their friends what they're doing with a sense of pride. Whereas in the old days, when you were working in a collection company, I think there wasn't only pride. It was actually quite stigmatic. And I met people that are actually quite ashamed of what they're doing.
Mm.
So by doing our best to change the whole industry towards the better, I think that investors, customers, clients, employees in the business all benefit.
I like what you said there. They're no longer just debt collectors. They're actually problem solvers, if you think about it. Gustav, I got a final question for you. And this is with regard to all these loan moratoriums that are coming to an end here in Singapore. Based on that, right, what is your outlook of debt and loans repayment for the next quarter here in Singapore?
I think we're seeing that Singapore has managed COVID tremendously well. And we've actually not seen so much compared to many other places where we operate, big credit defaults or problems. Of course, COVID has put some burden on the economy here in many ways, but the government has also really stepped in and supported individuals and companies to go through this together. So I think Singapore is going to turn around really quickly.
All right. Really appreciate you taking the time to speak with us this morning. Gustav Eriksson, Group CEO of Collectius. Gustav, thank you for your time. Take care and stay safe.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.